Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count for your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
What's up, it's Lip Service. I'm Angela Yee.
I'm Gigi McGuire.
I'm Stephanie Santiago.
I'm Laura Mora.
Godfrey.
Godfrey's here.
Hey.
Well, first of all, thank you for coming through. This is your first time here.
Yes, my first time. You've been saying, you got to do lip service. You got to do lip service. I said, all right, whenever.
No,
you know?
I feel like you said you wanted to do it.
I did.
And I know you've had Sarah J on, you know, we saw.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, Sarah J came to my podcast last week. Mm-hmm, yeah, she was dope. She was cool.
Yeah, have you seen her work?
No. Okay. I haven't seen. I mean, I know a lot of porn stars because I used to have porn stars come to my shows, from Lexington Steel to
I showed you the mold of Lexington Steel that I have.
Yeah, yeah. Lexington Steel, Brian Pumper, all those dudes used to come to my shows, you know, and yeah.
That's not the only place they
she
come.
Didn't want to let me have it.
Not on my show.
I looked at that mold, I said, there's no way. Yes, yeah. Way.
Lexington's
no
still,
way.
Yeah, Lexington's.
He has a dildo. It's like this big.
Yeah.
Girl, and it's an actual mold. It's humongous.
And it's thick. I said, how?
He's been blessed. Like, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
We is need that to, a blessing?
This a rock bottle?
Girl, it's like, yes, it's like that, but as thick as the top of the bottle.
Mm. Yeah.
Probably a little bit. Just a long bite.
I think it's thicker than that.
It's huge.
But
girl,
is that really a blessing? Does anybody really want to be that big?
I don't want that.
Well, that's
I'm
like
scared.
A defect. That's like a defect in your favor, I guess. It's like, oh, it's that might be like defective, but it's like, oh shit.
Right.
Jeff, you can't put it all in.
Well, that's the dude probably like, yeah, she couldn't take it. You know what I'm saying?
But then that's not fun for guys, good. Though, because then they didn't get to give it.
Right.
Well, no. Well, at least they don't got a girl and the women going, oh, yeah, shit. When someone's saying, oh, his dick's so big. Old dude's like, damn, I feel bad.
Okay, so let me ask you
this. Hell yeah, you couldn't take that shit.
Wouldn't you rather have a little dick that could fit and you come and have a great time than a big dick that no one can take? Because then you're not having sex.
Huh? It's just painful then.
What?
Yeah, because if a girl's like, I'm sorry, I just can't
I'd
take it.
I'd rather swing the Excalibur. You kidding me?
And somebody
I've had,
will
I've
take
had
it.
An accent and said, come here. I understand I am the king.
Because imagine that she can't
you
even.
You are my peasants.
You can't even suck that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that probably isn't going to be too much.
But there's porn girls that handle it though.
But then you got to find those. That's a dot.
You know how many women he's.
I'm just
and
saying.
And they might have a defect. They might have an abyss.
When I looked at that, I just felt it up here.
Well, I mean, those are the dudes. What's so funny, because when you're watching porn, you're basically when you've been watching porn, I was watching porn since when I got to New York, it was porn heaven. It was porn everywhere. Like,
right.
Oh, like just, 42nd
Times Square.
It was
Times
everywhere.
Square, yeah.
I remember my first, I was doing this voiceover, like late 90s voiceover. It was me, Chappelle, and some other, we were doing voiceover for Joe's Apartment. There's a story about this dude.
Yeah, remember Joe's Apartment with the cockroaches.
Yeah, that was me.
Oh, MTV.
That was me, Chappelle, B.D. Wong, Billy West, who's an incredible voiceover. So I was still living in, I'm from Chicago, so I was still living in Chicago, but they wanted me to come down there to these voiceovers. It was a snowstorm, some shit. And then I remember Chappelle was like, hey, Godfrey, you want to go? There's a strip joint right next door. I was like, what? There's a strip joint. Let's just go down there. Go down there. And it was, and I was that first time in New York. I'm like, wow, there's so many porn stores. And
yeah,
we're just, I was like, yo.
Yeah, so shows.
That, it was seedy.
Yeah, so that's when I really, when I got here, I mean, I saw porn every once in a while in Chicago, but I didn't really, but when I got to New York, I was like, shit, I'm going to buy a couple of these joints. That's how I started knowing Janet Jagby, Del Rio, you know, you start knowing about all the different people. Heather Hunter. Mm-hmm. Man, Heather Hunter's been to my show before.
Heather Hunter's amazing. She's a photographer.
Yeah, mm-hmm. She's, and I used to be like, Heather Hunter, yo. I remember one time, I've been hit on by porn people, but I know them. I go, nah, I'm good. Because you know who they are. You're like, nah, I'm cool.
You never tried it?
No, hell no.
You never tried it?
Because you know they work. I'm like, what am I going to do?
Do you still watch it? Like, do you still watch porn and do you masturbate?
But so, okay, so when Sarah J came on, you didn't research and like, let me go check out some of her work.
I will. I just didn't, but I'll check it out. You know, I mean, I just never, I was more into, well, I mean, it depends, but I was always more into the black porns anyway, just in general.
She has sex with a lot of black guys.
I know. Sometimes you watch that, you know, but that gets the biggest numbers though.
Black
dudes with black gets the biggest numbers in the red states, especially because white men are watching that shit.
Is that true? Mm-hmm. That's a fact.
White men, because that's their, I'm just keeping it 100. That's their fear. Because I know some girls will be like, the white guy will ask, have you ever been with a black dude? And they'll go, they'll get mad at that. You know how you try to get over your fear by watching something?
Right.
So they probably go, God damn it, I can't take it if I have to watch it. God damn it, Jen. What are you watching? You know what I'm watching. It's the fear, God damn it. That's why I hate when they're around. Damn it.
Do you think that they go back, they watch to learn too?
I just think it's just, not saying like the white dudes don't have big ones, but like, I just think they go in their head, but nobody goes big white dick. Nobody's afraid of big white dick. No one's go the big white dick. People say big black.
That's true. I like blacked. That's my favorite porn, black, porn like, category.
Yes. Blacked is like, it's, people want to see that.
Because it's like, and they're fucking girls in the ass and all with these big dicks.
Right. Yeah. And they're taking, what I'm saying? And those girls are taking it.
Right. And they're taking it.
They're taking multiple of
but
them.
The porn thing is like, that?
But I never, I don't mean to interrupt you, but that's I like seeing big dicks, but I never go for big white dicks. It's
right,
true.
It's like big white dicks don't scare you, right?
Because they're kind of pink, right?
It's true.
Yeah, but I think it's just it's something about melanin.
It's like cute. Still.
Something about melanin. It's like, you know what it's like? When you see a dildo that's black or a dildo that's white, the black one still looks like more, it just looks stronger.
More tasty.
It looks
powerful.
Stronger.
Yeah, it's more delicious.
And it looks, pause. I didn't say that.
And I'm like, yeah.
No, I'm having this, you guys are like delicious. I'm like, whoa, I'm not getting into the adjectives. Yes. I'm not getting into the adjectives with you.
But that's
for you guys. I'm having a sexual ass fuck. I'm not pan, liquid, none of that shit. I have a solid.
I'm solid.
Liquid, gas. I took science. I'm a solid.
So what do you watch? 100 when you watch
heterosexual.
When you watch porn, what do you watch?
I like to watch, you know, like regular sex shit. Like I like watching the black girl shit, but it depends on what kind. The black girls,
Don't say the
S-H-I-T-Y, girl shitting, not the verb.
Oh my God.
No, I said shit like a noun, like black girl. I like the black porn. It depends. Some of the Asian ones be trippy. The Japanese shit be so crazy sometimes.
No, that's crazy.
Because the Japanese, I like it because they try to be creative.
Right.
It's always focused on the woman.
And they blur out the guy's dick.
They blur out the guy's dick out as if we don't know what that is. Right. And then you'll see the guy going, come to the girl. She's like,
Oh my God.
You know what itai means? Pain in Japanese.
Okay.
So the guy's like, come together.
Oh my God.
He's putting clothespins on her titties.
I was like, what's going on here?
Okay. So, I'm not lying. They're doing like, or they'll do like with the titties, they'll be slapping her.
No, it's really violent.
They all kind of sound the same. And the guy's like,
I've never.
And they'll show the man here and there. The man is in and out. It's all about the focus on the woman.
Wow.
Like, right. It's a weird, they're very strange. Oh, they'll do this other thing where they would have these girls, because I forgot what they call it. When I was in Tokyo, they had the girls in the shorts with the socks, the school
like
dresses.
School girl. Okay.
There's a name for them. And they would have these scenarios where it'd be a girl on the bus. And she'd be looking around, and then the guys would be like,
and then they gang rape her.
And they'd be like, they're just like finger. They do a lot of weird shit, and they got the hentai. Okay. Hentai is the animation.
And they do the bukkake too.
Oh, no, I like the, I know what he's talking about. The animation. Where
they
have perfect bodies that
they wish they had.
Yeah, and it'll be like this beautiful drawing of a woman, like a cartoon, and then it's these big monster
cocks, and it's like the tits are perfect, the ass is perfect, and it's like it's moving
and
up
it's like
down.
Moving, you know, and the
sound's perfect.
And the ejaculations are crazy.
You know what's crazy? I was just watching about they did a whole profile on this guy.
It's nice. You'll like it.
He's a fictosexual, right? So
what's that?
He's a fictosexual. It's in Tokyo. So what he does is he has like an anime girlfriend that is like a celebrity, but in online.
Yeah.
Like a metaverse.
And so he married her. He actually paid and had a real wedding.
With a fake person.
Yes. With like he's called a fictosexual. This is, there's a lot of them now. Like it's getting more popular for them to like have relationships.
Right. I mean, no, because nowadays, I don't know, not now, but it's just, there's so many ways to be accused of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like, listen, with the Me Too thing, it served its purpose for people who deserve to be taken down.
Mm-hmm.
But then there's like guys like myself who actually don't touch women when they don't want to be touched, who actually talk normally. I don't talk dirty. I don't do any of that shit. I don't send dick pics, none of that shit. I'm just like,
you've never sent a dick pic?
Nah.
Not even if she asks?
I don't do any of that shit.
Wow.
Good for you. Don't do it.
I hate. So if she asks you, you'll tell her no?
Yeah, I just like, nah, I don't do that.
Yeah,
I'm getting stuff sent to me, but I go, all right, but I'm not sending shit.
And that's what you say, all right.
I said, cool, I go, noice. I go, N-O-I-C, a noice. I go, that's it. I go, what do you want me to do? Go, yeah, put that shit on my face, man.
Oh, my God.
I go
like this.
Nice.
But nobody's ever.
I'll do thumbs up.
Nobody's ever accused you of anything.
No, but sometimes I've had somebody try to do that. And really? I go, what are you talking about? No. Because sometimes if something is consensual and they didn't get anything else out of that, mm-hmm. then they go, you did that. I go, what, really?
That's nasty.
That's
a lot of how these accusations are going these days.
Not just me, my buddy, they do that. They go, he did this to me. When was this? 10 years ago, he da-da-da-da. Because you look at the Cosby thing, because I'm on that Cosby documentary.
Mm-hmm.
I'm all over the Cosby documentary because I work for Cosby. Mm-hmm. There's people accused, but it's like, oh yeah, I believe some of the shit he did do, of course, because he kind of told on himself on Larry King about Spanish Fly and shit like that. But there's some that I know are lying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but all it takes is for one person to be telling the truth.
Yeah, and then what's fucked up is when you go, no, I didn't do that. Then they go, I bet he did do it. Once they throw that at you, they start going, he probably did rape that. You know what I mean?
That's terrible.
You'd be like, no, I've never done that. I don't even talk to women that roll their eyes at me. I walk away. I don't even try. I'm very lazy. If you don't like me, I keep it moving. You don't like the way I was born.
That
basically is like the mathematics wasn't correct.
But some girls like to play hard to get to, right?
I'm not into that. I'm like, I don't feel like it. I'm lazy. I'm like, if you don't like me, I just keep it moving.
I'm not going to lie. I can't stand a guy who don't take the hint, like the energy. Like if the energy's not there, don't keep trying because then
men force it a lot.
It is super annoying.
It's like, hey, all right, have a good day. I don't go, fuck you, bitch. I like corny shit. I go,
oh my God.
You know, like, there's gonna be so many reasons, though. What if she's married? What if she did it? There's so many reasons.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't let the ego go, well, fuck you, bitch. I'm like, do you even know what she's been through? You don't even know.
Right,
she's
probably
saving you from a dude that might run up on you. She's probably saying, you don't, I look
just
at all those
alone.
Scenarios.
Yeah.
I'm a special dude. I remember doing that before. I saw a chick. I was like, oh, excuse me, can I talk? I'm from Chicago, man. It's a pimp city. It's real shit. I'm like, I go up to the, you know, you go up and run. Hey, excuse me, can I talk? No, I mean, just blah, blah, blah. Oh, no, I'm not interested. That's cool. Have a good day. I remember a girl said, you're not going to even try. Go, you said no.
Right. What do you want me to make an effort?
What is this? What is this, Grease? I got shit. Am I supposed to? Is it musical? What do I look like? Because there's
you
some.
You know what I want?
You know what I want? Am I supposed to go like this?
That's my favorite.
That's my favorite music.
That's
me. I can watch it all day.
Okay. So what's the best song on Grease?
Dude, there's a lot.
But if you had to pick one.
Okay.
The first one.
I know which one I picked.
7-Eleven.
Yeah, I love Grease Lightning.
I love
Grease Lightning.
I like
my
Grease Lightning
shit
too.
I love Grease Lightning.
No, but the best song is We Go
Devoted.
Together.
Oh,
at the end is
We Go Together.
That's the thing that was great.
Change it.
That's the way it should be. Whoa, yeah. Okay. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you what's great about that song. It was all the routines that mm-hmm. they did, from Grease Lightning right. mm-hmm. to Look at Me, I'm yep. Sandra D. Yes. No, Born the Handjob, are you out yeah. your motherfucking mm-hmm. mind?
You know,
come on so now, what the hell y'all talking about, son? Yeah.
So I'm popping
the
canyon.
Where did you get you a girl like, you so good at this?
I know the whole right song too. I really did like the slow song when she slammed the car door on his dick.
Oh yeah,
and then threw the ring at him.
Sandy,
yeah,
I know all of them.
I'm in misery.
Okay, can I tell you real quick? I know you know what you're talking about.
Sandy,
I met Olivia Newton-John. She was at my show. I had just finished watching the 25-year anniversary of Grease because it's my favorite musical. I was watching the interviews, blah, blah, blah. I go downtown to the Comedy Cellar. They say, yo, it was a January, early 2000. I go downstairs. They say, guess who's downstairs? I said, who? Olivia Newton-John. I said, man, you got to be fucking kidding me.
Right.
I've been watching her all day today.
So
that was my first white girlfriend. I was like, Olivia Newton-John. And I went downstairs. I went on stage and I talked about Grease my whole set. Mm-hmm. And after that, she waited for me with her daughter. Aww. And I sat in the limousine with her. And she goes, that was the funniest shit I've ever had in my life. Because she's from Australia.
Right.
And she goes, oh my God. I just talked to Olivia Newton-John for a half hour.
That's dope.
That's amazing.
That's my.
And if you think about all the different themes from Grease, there was like Rizzo got pregnant. Remember?
And then she didn't. Remember, she wasn't pregnant when he was waiting for her.
She was like, I'm not.
He's like, yeah. Nikki's like,
yeah, false alarm.
Yeah, false alarm. Yo, that is one.
No, remember when they was at the drive-thru and she was like, I skipped a period. And then by the time she got to the car, he was like, so, I heard you knocked up.
Right. And then they start spreading. Uh-huh. They start spreading.
Car to car to car.
Oh, yeah. And then she sang the one song. Remember when Kaniki's fixing the car and Rizzo's, because everybody's looking at her going, that's the
whole. She's all sad about it.
She's all sad. Stalker chanting. Listen, the song is fantastic. Grease is the Word by Frankie Valli, written by the Bee Gees. Let's get real. Yes. They have a documentary on Robert Stigwood and Alan Carr, who produced it. They got two new documentaries out. I've watched them all.
I gotta watch.
I don't play.
How about we all are fans of Grease in here? That's
Grease
amazing.
Is like,
because how could you not be a fan of Grease?
But see, musicals can kind of get on your nerves because I'm like, I don't feel like hearing this shit.
Yes.
But Grease, I go, I like every single song. And they're not too long. Mm-hmm. And remember, they're not very long. They're like the perfect time.
Yes.
Because some musicals are like, because when I went to see Rent, I was like, man, I got to go.
Oh, no stretch.
And it's
they
funny
say about everything,
too.
Though.
Remember,
Grease is hilarious.
Yours is hilarious. Beauty school dropout. Go back to high school.
Frankie Avalon. Beauty school dropout. That's Dee Dee Khan. She's the girl.
What about when they had the prom and he was dancing with the... the other little fast girl, and he got rid of.
Oh yeah, that was in Born the Hand Job.
Yeah, exactly.
And then, the guy grabs
cha-cha
Olivia Hand Job, and then cha-cha. I'm the champion of.
She looked way older than
me. But they were all like 20-something years old.
Yeah, older than high school
Such
students.
The perfect. Love musical. Oh my
perfect.
God. Grease is the Word. Frankie Valli. We
I
take
really
the pressure
like
and we throw
too.
Away conventionality.
Really yesterday.
He sang that on Soul Train. Come on now.
So good.
Don't mess with me.
So good.
I got time.
Before you came in here, we were having a discussion, right?
Okay.
What is it like to sleep with a comedian? Now, of course, you guys are not a monolith. You guys are not a monolith, of course, right? But do you have funny thoughts? Because I have to, in my head, think you're thinking of material all the time.
No, actually, no, man. You know, no, because sometimes you'll get people thinking, don't be making jokes about me. I'm like, I'm not. I can compartmentalize.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
have you ever had, though, some jokes in your head while you were having sex?
Tell us. When you're kissing, you clang teeth.
That is.
And you know you want to stop and go, come on now, you know how this shit hurts.
Yeah,
you're like, ah, shit, let me just keep going.
Yeah.
Or the stomach sound. Like, and you keep it moving, but you're like, come on, let's stop and laugh. That shit was funny as fuck. Come on now. I know you didn't fart. So, because I felt. You know, especially when you're sweating. Or when you're dripping and this.
When she squirt.
No, not the squirt. That's always dripping done. Sweat. That's always amazing. But when the sweat hits her in the eyes, like, ah!
Yeah, no,
you.
Like,
but you think it's you, but it's the
eye.
Sweat that hit her she's eye, but you think you're tearing it up.
She's
but
crying.
It's the sweat. Like, ah! You're like, yeah, we'll flip.
That
yeah,
fucking we'll happens.
Yeah,
bro.
We'll flip.
Oh my God, I can't imagine. I'm like, what are you doing?
Yeah, we'll flip. I mean, you try to be as serious as you can. You do your best.
I feel like sex should be fun, though.
Yeah.
Like you should, I think sex, here's what's funny. I love sex with TV on. That is fantastic.
No,
love it.
I like having sex with porn on the TV.
Nah, I don't like that shit.
I don't like having sex with the TV on because sometimes what's happening on TV does not sync up with what's happening on the
It's fantastic. Let me tell you why TV is good sometimes. Especially if it, if it's like Law and Order. It's always.
But what if it's like Oz?
I'm looking.
Sometimes in your head, they're going to court right now. I like when random TV is on. The worst is when religion pops off. You're like, shit. And
right,
the Lord said this fornication.
And you're like, oh God.
Oh, they said
when you turn off the lights and the TV light is dope. Sometimes it's because it's different commercials.
No, I don't
your body looks changing. Different.
I like that too.
Sometimes TV. I like TV.
I can't have the volume on. And I actually, if the TV's on and it's too much, I turn it off.
Really?
Like, yeah.
I like TV.
I like having porn on the TV because it makes me come faster from looking at it.
Really?
Like, yeah. It,
so that
it makes
means
me
it's not
excited.
The person you're
it's
with.
Not
it's
the person.
Porn.
Is your,
that's fucked up.
You're pitching
well,
yourself.
I don't know.
Oh, well. Oh, damn. So you go, I need to watch Lexington Steel while you and your bullshit going
right.
on.
It might, like, we could, he could be either eat my pussy for 20 minutes or 3.
Right.
Oh, wow.
He'd probably rather do it for 20.
I don't watch porn with people. It's myself.
It's my alone time.
I don't watch it with a chick. That's going. I watch it because I'm like, I have to go in my dungeon.
But wait, hold on, God. Would you rather, if you're with a woman, right, would you rather eat her out for 3 minutes or 20 minutes if you had a choice?
I go long anyway. So
20 minutes. See,
I'd rather last longer. I eat for a long time. It's cool. I don't mind that. You know what I'm saying? Especially if they like it. If they don't like it. Because a lot of times people say, oh, he wasn't saying it. I said, did you talk to him? Did you tell him what you like? You can't just,
because we guess.
Right.
Because you go, okay, I'm going to be real. You guys have holes, okay? Let's say, fuck the vagina, fuck the medical terms. You have holes, right? Mm-hmm. You got holes.
A couple.
And you go in your head, you go, okay, the clit's out there, I think. Everybody's clit's built differently. Okay, I'm going to go down there and make some guesses here. All right? Take my tongue. I'm going to tap it right there. Blah, 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 blah. And she should tell me the speed. And the intensity of it. Let me know something. I'm just guessing. Sometimes if you kiss somebody in the ear, they go, I don't like that shit. Good, right. Thank you. Tell me.
Right.
Back
right.
of your neck. You like that? No, right. I don't like. Okay, cool. Some people have dead titties. They don't have nothing there.
Right.
Some women like it.
There, like,
some people like side boob sucking. It varies. Hmm. Oh, yeah. Side boob shit.
I never heard that
side
either.
Boob, right? Oh, yeah.
Do you like your own level suck? Rub side
yes,
boob?
I do.
You do?
Yes. Some women don't know how to stimulate dudes. They can talk all this shit about guys. But sometimes you just sitting there doing nothing yourself. Sometimes
right. yeah.
little touches help the guy, mm-hmm. too. But
we
you don't
just think
do
that
it.
If you're hard, you like it.
What you say?
Women,
nah, bullshit.
Like,
that's bullshit.
But that's what women will think. Like, he's hard. He likes it.
No. I don't. Because you guys have this thing. Oh, you just want to fucking leave. Nah. Some dudes get stimulated by certain things, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know? But then if you're just sitting there, you're like, wow, she's not doing it.
Besides the nipple, what else stimulates you?
It depends on how they kiss you, too, on the neck and stuff like that. It depends.
You like them to lick in your ear and stuff.
Licking the ear. Some people have weird tongues. You're like...
I don't like a tongue in my ear.
I think it depends.
It depends on the moment,
how right. they do it.
Next minute you're doing this. The mother
right, like,
yeah.
Is this a 5-hour flight? What the hell? Yeah, but it like I said. It's nothing wrong with communicating. Like, oh, what do you like when, okay. And you'll know, just communicate. When people don't communicate, then you're like, oh, you didn't even know what to do. Well, you didn't tell them.
Right.
You should be a GPS for the motherfucker.
What do you think about asking to do something before you do it? Because.
Well, nowadays you need to, shit.
You need what I'm saying, if you're having sex.
Nowadays you need a waiver.
If you're having sex, is it okay
so
if I.
What'd you say?
Men are so stressed out.
We are stressed.
Right.
I don't really look at women in the street anymore. Now, I mean, I was never ignorant with it, but I don't really look. I just keep it moving. I'll be looking ahead like two models on the runway. All right. I used to like, you know, you'd be like, you know, another guy be like, yo, nice. I don't catcall. I never catcall. No, I'm not a catcaller. I don't do that kind of shit. Mm-hmm. I like sex like the next person, but I'm not disrespectful. I just don't. Yeah. Yo!
And when does that ever work? Like, really?
What you say?
Does that ever work?
Yeah, it does. That's why I keep doing it. Listen. I had my degrees in psychology. I was a female psych major in college. And whatever behavior is reinforced, it's going to continue.
Right.
Why do you think people beg? I'm saying they make 50 grand that. Untaxed money in New York. The average panhandler makes 50 grand. Now, if people never, ever gave them money, they'd get a job. But you reinforce it with giving them a dolly, like, oh shit, it's working.
No, like when
somebody goes, hey yo, some girl was like, hey yo, yeah. And it worked.
Yeah, right.
And my way might be corny. I may say, excuse me, blah, blah, blah. Oh, he corny. She might like the yo ma.
Nah,
yo ma.
I don't think
you know. So weird.
Never.
Some girls be like, well, come over here and talk to me.
When I was a kid, you know, and I started, you know, turning into a beautiful girl, a young lady,
yes.
You know, and I started getting attention from guys. Mm-hmm. I remember one time I got a friend that this, like, somebody just, he smelled bad. He was just terrible trying to talk to me. And I told my friend, I'm like, what makes him think that he has a chance with me? And he's like, Steph, you can't win the lotto if you don't play. Like, somebody's going to talk back to him.
It's the truth. Mm-hmm. But the fact is he has confidence.
So ever since then, I'm like, understand.
I've seen homeless dudes talk to women. You know how confident you got to be?
Yeah,
come out
understand.
Of a cardboard box
after
going, lady,
like,
looking good in the
motherfucker. I'm like, all right, I understand.
Yeah. Looking good in the
right, like, you never know what chance you're going to get.
You got the homeless voice, too? You're like, this. I just want to let you know. You give me a dollar, I'll take you out. That's confidence.
I'll take you out.
You give me a dollar, I'm going to spend it on you.
You know, there's dudes with mansions that can't talk to women, but brothers be digging in their ass going, listen, lady,
nothing to lose. But, now, guys, what about women trying to talk to you?
You know what's so fortunate? Even in college, there was a chick that I was digging like a motherfucker. She was like the alpha sweetheart. You know, the alphas had their little sweetheart court. She's the alpha sweetheart. I was like, damn, that girl's dope, blah, blah, blah. Then I found out she was digging me. And I got it. It was easy for me. I was like, oh, cool. My boy was like, yo, she's the, I was like, so I got lucky where I got hooked up, sort of. Because I was told you I'm lazy. I don't.
You've always been lazy.
I've been lazy. Like, I was like, yo, who's your friend? Oh, yo, tell her. Okay, cool. And I had it easy, sort of. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But what about like even on the street?
Girls call me. It's cool. It depends on how they do it. Because sometimes you get girls that are too aggressive. You're like, she must be a crackhead.
You know what?
Something
she on that wrong. Shit. She has a drug problem.
It's too easy.
What works? Like, what do you like?
I don't mind if someone comes up to me. Because now, you know, come on, Angie. We're all in the spotlight. So
yeah,
now,
everybody knows you.
She was like, hey, blah, blah, blah. It depends on the conversation. And in my head, I go, damn, she's nice. You know, if it's my type, I go, well, hell, this is great. You know?
I'm here for this.
But it depends on how you do it. It's like people approaching you like saying they love your comedy. I don't niggas be like, yo, man, make me laugh. I'm like, fuck you, dude. But if they go, yo, man, love what you're doing, you're like, hey, man, I appreciate it. It depends on the conversation. Yeah. Depends on the energy you bring it. Because some cats come at you because they're insecure and they see you in person. They're like, yo, Angel, yo, fuck, man. You know, they don't know how to come at you because it's insecurity. Mm-hmm. But some come at you, go, hey, oh, man, I love what you do. And you're like, oh, I like the way he did it. It's a sales pitch, man.
Mm-hmm.
You're pitching yourself. Here's the product. Here's my pitch. Mm-hmm. Like, I hate coming up to a group of women. I hate that shit.
Really?
There's two or three that are going to be hating on you. It just always happens that way. You'll be like, ah, this nigga, who's this nigga? You know, and you come up there, hey, ladies, how are you? I just want to say I'm digging your friend.
Is that true? No. If we were out and somebody came up to the group, you think any one of us would hate?
I mean, some girls will be looking like.
Yep. Thank you.
We are those girls.
The group of people you're with, like the group of friends you're with, because there is some group of friends that have, you know, low key hate and vibes. Like,
but you see how rotten apple will mess up a man forever.
Yeah, because when I see a group of women, I sit there and I don't move. I'm like, fuck that. I don't move because I just don't want to deal with. And it's stereotyping. Because you're so, it's conditioned responsive because you're going, I've been through this scenario too many times.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm good. I'm going to sit and just enjoy them. look over there unless they say, hey, yo, what? Mm-hmm. That, but other than that, I'm just like, nah, I just don't want it. Because I know me, mm-hmm. and I don't want to be like, hey, someone say something, pop off, and be like, yo, miss, I ain't even talking to you. Because mm-hmm. I'm right. the one to go, who are you talking to like
and
that?
And they really mm-hmm. don't like you.
No, I don't mind that because there's plenty of ass on the planet. Right. I don't
care. Now, what if you were talking to a girl, see with a group of her friends, and then you offer to buy her a drink? Do you offer to buy everybody?
No,
no. No?
Although girls are like, oh, I'm thirsty. I'm like, there's a water fountain right excuse there me. With your friend.
Right. But what about, but you know, now lately I do, so I'll be out with my friends and if a guy come by and he offers to buy me a drink, like, my girls get an edit, like, he's supposed to buy all of us a drink. And no, I'm like, why am I going to force him? I don't, if the dude come talk to you,
Well, my thing is that's just non-confident girls. You should have girls that go, yo, that's what's up. Boom. You don't need a drink from him. That's some.
Honestly,
she was saying, if we're
sitting at a table and someone comes and offers Angela a drink, I wouldn't expect for him to buy us all a drink.
Exactly, that's real women. But, that's real confident
but if
women.
Yeah. Do though,
even
but
though if Angela do, would though, make sure he buys us all
if
a
he
drink,
do, he does I'd get like a plus plus plus. You know what I'm saying? Like, it doesn't have to happen. But I'm okay. So if he come offer me a drink and just get me a drink, and I'm with a group of my friends, okay. But if he offered me a drink, but also your friends, that gives cool. me a little more,
that's
you know.
Player.
That's player. It's like, that's okay,
well, he gets, maybe he's getting all y'all drinks, say, you never know.
My let me see if this one say no. Yeah, maybe slip up.
We might need backup.
Let's just say there's four girls sitting at a table at dinner. Can you send one of them a drink over from your table? Or do you feel like that's rude?
Next round.
No, it's not rude.
Yeah, it's got
it. It can be next round or it can be just one. This is for the lady right there. Just want to...
Whatever she's having, that one person.
Whatever she's having. There's nothing wrong with that.
And then we're like, oh,
One time, Angela took us out to dinner and someone sent us a bottle of champagne to her.
Oh, yeah, they did.
Yeah, or they sent a bottle for the table.
But wait, wasn't there... There was a guy with...
And she was on a date with somebody else.
What?
Yes.
I was not on a date.
I just wanted to make it sound juicy.
There was a guy with us at the table, but it wasn't a date, but he didn't know that.
Right.
Okay. So he sent a bottle over to the table, and the guy who was with us actually got mad and was like, he don't know if I'm with, you know.
Oh, he mad because he like you.
The guy at the table felt disrespected.
He felt like you don't know if we're together. So the guy sent over a bottle. Not know. But then the guy.
But you weren't together.
No, we weren't. Mm-hmm. But he didn't know that. Like some
the other guy didn't know.
No.
Right. So, but him getting mad is he's in his feelings.
Well, then the guy came over to the table and everybody talked and it was fine. But he just felt like, don't try to punk me because you don't know if I'm with one of these.
No, but why is he getting mad? You know, he's sitting with a group of girls.
Yeah. So that's like you sitting with us and Anthony sending over a bottle and you're taking it personal.
I would not get mad at all. What are you getting mad for?
You'd be like, where's my glass?
That's insecurity and he likes one of you guys. Mm-hmm. It's insecurity. And who is he? There's three women here and he goes, sent you a bottle.
You can't be dating all of them, so.
You could. It could be. I mean, it could be polygamy. I don't know, but what are you getting mad about?
Right.
So there's somebody he likes in that group and he's upset. Nobody's punking him. I'd be chilling. Because if anything, a girl that likes you, she gonna like you. She gonna act accordingly. She gonna be like, I appreciate that, but this is my dude. Da-da-da-da-da.
But it just shows
people, watch people's behavior.
Right.
Even if the person goes, yo, hey, ma, blah, blah, blah. Let's say you're my girl. Someone says some crazy shit. I expect you to handle your shit.
Right.
Handle your shit. Because he's wanting me to step to do something to me. But if you handle your shit, I'm good.
Right.
If you handle and go, hey, that's da 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 da, I'm good. I don't have to do this shit.
I wouldn't even want my man to do that. Like, I wouldn't want to be with somebody that every time something happens, they get confrontation. I would rather you let me handle it. And if it feels like I can't, then you
that's different. Yeah. Exactly. It's all logical shit. Mm-hmm. But you know, our culture has always been built up. And look at even from our music, it's always been built up. Like, I'm going to take your woman. I'm going to take your man.
Yeah.
It's all about disrespect.
It's cool taking somebody's boyfriend.
It's never like respect. We don't have a lot of respectful shit. We don't build them. Our culture is not respectful at a lot of times. It's not about, oh, that's your, well, my bad. It's all about, yo, man, fuck that dude. You
I'll take
mean.
Your bitch.
All the videos used to be like that.
Yeah. I'm not going to lie. That approach doesn't work with me.
Which one?
Like,
I have I'm a take man. You. Fuck them. Like, I got you. Let me level you up or let me upgrade you. Like,
don't block your blessing.
Like, bruh, the dick is good. Okay.
Like, yeah. I feel like this. If I tell a guy, oh no, I have a boyfriend, that means that I'm not interested.
Why can't right. You have
why
a friend?
Can't, right. I'm yeah. Just trying to be right, your friend.
I'm just trying to be a friend. Friend. It's like, be able to fuck you and be a friend though and get that ass.
You know what my response is when I say that? If I was your girl, would you want me to have a friend like?
Yeah, that's what you said.
Right.
Or what if a guy, like, oh, yeah, you tell right. A guy I have a boyfriend, and he's like, I'll take both of y'all out.
That's oh, well, he go both. He like this. Oh, I include everybody.
A man.
No, I got a bottle for you and your man.
That's what's good. I'll you know, be a little taken aback.
But then you got that too. Some cats will be like, no, I'm talking about your man.
Actually, I wanted it to go out.
Yo, I'm talking to your man's right now. No, you look good, but your man's is on fire right now.
But your man, he's buff.
You know what I mean?
He real
like,
strong.
Yeah, it's like a lot of, it's just all about how you handle it, man. Because no dude is in the mood to, I don't know what these do. He might be with his boys. I'm not trying to get fucked up. I'm human. I like my life. But how are you going to handle it? You know yeah. What I mean? Yeah. But if it gets too disrespectful, I got right. You got to yeah. Step in. You right. Have no choice.
Now, let me you ask know? You this. Since you don't really drink, right? Mm-hmm. Can you date somebody who drinks a lot? Or have you?
Drinks a lot as an alcoholic?
Not alcoholic. No, like,
no yeah, yeah. As long as you can handle your shit.
Every like, now drunk, and then.
Every now and then. Not, if it's every day, it's like, oh, we need rehab. Yeah. You know? Yeah, not yeah. Some.
Have you ever heard of these 12 steps?
I knew a girl like that, model chick that I was dating and shit. And she would be like coming to like my show and be around and then be loud because she was tall, pretty much. And I'm like, and she'd be loud. I go, yo, sit your ass down.
Sit your big ass.
Fuck are you doing? Like, I told her one day, I go, sit your ass down. We get it. You're a model. We get it. You drink and you get loud. Shut the fuck up. Seriously. That's embarrassing.
I'm doing this though.
I'm like, and I wasn't, it was like, it was too many times. It's like, yo, sit the fuck down. Do yeah. That for me. Right. We get it. You're model. Right.
Okay,
get
we
it.
Got it.
Everybody get it. It's New York. No one cares.
Done.
Stop. It's what, like, is, what is this shit?
Like, what about her? What about her calling you drunk?
Do what you do best. You're a model. Shut up.
Yeah. Listen, what about her?
Right.
What
about her? Just one particular person.
Not
all okay, models. Not remember, right. Not all of
don't
them.
Shut
I'm
up
saying,
and
this is what I say. Do what you do not best. Her. Keep quiet.
Yeah.
Pose.
Pose.
The fuck. It's like you turn Italian. What the fuck is this, all right? Sit down, Kate Moss. Whatever you fucking are. Perlington. The fuck out of here.
What about her calling you drunk?
Calling me drunk.
Like you guys have a long distance situation and you know when she out with her friends and she
that's,
gets
that's
drunk.
Fine. That's fine. When they're okay. Fun having they call I get yeah. Drunk. You get drunk calls.
Like,
what are you doing? Or they get drunk FaceTime.
God be where you
got. That's cute. Listen,
like, who
that's
cute. With?
When you do why that and there? You know where you're at, that's different. I don't okay. Ever judge. You smoke weed, that's fine. I knew another chick.
Okay.
She was another, like a model chick.
Oh, you like,
yeah, no, no, no. She was just, I saw her at a party one time. I was like, damn, she's nice. You know what I mean? Boom, boom, boom.
It was easy
say,
enough.
I didn't say nothing. I just said, what's up to her? Boom, kept it moving. She had a mean ass face, but she was fine. And I was like, ah, fuck it. And then one day, Artie brought her over to the comedy club. I said, yo, there goes that chick again. What the fuck? And I was like, yo, hey, how you doing? Boom, boom, boom. I was like, damn, that's that chick. I saw that Lenny Kravitz joint. Chick. You know, and then she came back on her own to find me.
Now, wait a second.
And then that was a okay. Big mistake because she ended up being a fucking, ugh.
But Artie bought her, so, but that right. Was just his friend.
But Artie knows so many women anyway. Okay. Just okay. Artie just knows, oh my God, that's why you got to bring Artie here.
Now that I think about it, you did used to have a whole bunch of models at that show back
yeah, we always, like, Artie especially knew more. Because me coming from Chicago to here, mm-hmm. Artie, when I met Artie, we would party every day. Like, yeah. We go to Life mm-hmm. And all the spa, all that. We go, we would do our shows and party, but only Sunday through Thursday. Friday and Saturday was for the Bridge and Tunnel people. We were the middle
during
of
the week, right?
During the week mm-hmm. Shits, you know what I mean?
I still feel like that. I feel like Friday and Saturday,
yeah, Friday
is for the regular
bums.
People.
Yes, yeah, yeah. Sunday, too, you do Gold Bar, you
Sunday,
do spa,
Monday,
you do
Tuesday.
Lotus, you do. We did all them. We had Stretch's Place, Reach. We do all the different
that's
parties.
That's like New York rules.
Yes. And yes. That, so it was all, I already knew so many models and shit. So then, you know, every once in a while, you know, you're like, oh, I'm talking to a girl right there. You know, but this girl ended up being like, so I don't mind the weed thing. I don't mind any of that.
Right.
But when it's over the top.
Anything.
Over the top.
She had a cocaine problem.
Nah, this one didn't. But I had someone that's done cocaine, and I was like, nah, I'm cool on that shit. First of all,
I don't even, but
sometimes they don't tell you.
No, but that model life and, you know, being in the industry.
Trying to stay skinny.
Back then,
But then me, I'm like the health dude, so they hide it from me because I'm like the health dude.
Okay.
I'm vitamins.
But you can't hide that. You can taste it.
Yeah.
You could taste cocaine.
I've never tasted cocaine. I don't know.
I know what it tastes like.
Can you tell me what the cocaine tastes like? What do you taste like? You're a liar.
I know
that good Colombian Bogota Medellin shit.
Yeah.
I just feel like, you know, I've traveled, you know, and I feel like in LA it's like a normal thing doing cocaine.
Well, especially with white girls.
Yeah. And just being in the business is like a normal thing. No,
that's,
you know,
true.
But I'm from New York, and the generation I grew up in, you're a crackhead if you do coke.
Well, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I used to go to the bathrooms with white girls to watch them do coke. Right. I just wanted to see it. They'd like, be like this.
The
hey, Pharrell
song, all the girls in the line for the bathroom. That song,
I would always go
coke.
Just to watch them do cocaine. Listen, not to do any sexual thing. I would just go, yeah,
let me see how this happens.
I don't judge anybody who does it, you know, because
it's business, but
it's a business. It's not for me. Yeah.
I mean, you have a deviated septum. That's a little fucked
up. The first time somebody offered me cocaine was in Chicago.
Really?
Yeah.
I remember being in Italy.
I'm surprised,
this fucked me
not
up.
LA.
When I was in Italy, I was like at a Dolce Gabbana. My friend worked for Dolce Gabbana. And we were in Rome and we were just chilling at this party. And it was real nice. And that food was banging. I was like, yo, prosciutto. I was like, yo, what the fuck? And then cocaine came on the plates. No, but they say cocaine.
It's like when you're from New York, it's like, oh shit. And it's like a normal thing for
normal,
everybody.
Regular,
listen, back in the days when I used to hang out, like, you know, Lotus and you know, like the after hour spots, like Richie after hour spots. Like, to me, like, I was never offered. It was always done around me. Yeah. No one ever, but in LA, it was offered to me, but in the weirdest way. It was like, they came up, they was like, yo, you want some Red Bull? And I was like, yeah, I'll take a Red Bull. Homegirl was like, she don't want no Red Bull. I was like, I do want a Red Bull. She was like, no, you don't.
Oh.
And he was like, oh, but he did have a tray.
Codes.
But it was a Viola tray. So, I'm not putting Red Bull. I've never.
Right.
And he was like, but she said she won a Red Bull. She was like, no, she don't. She don't know what you. He walked away. She's like, girl, don't ever in LA. Not somebody with a tray in their hand.
I never heard that.
Asking you for Red Bull. I'm like, I'm thinking he offering Red Bull for the vodka that's on the table.
See, in Chicago, this white girl came up to me in the club and she was like, hey, you like to party?
That is like the all American line. Hey man, like to party? They don't mean blow balloons.
And by the way, I was like 22 years old. So the woman was like, it's cool. You know, I'm here.
Right. You think they were come out with a cake? Hey man, I got cake and balloons.
No, if somebody asks me, and then she goes, you like to party? And I was like,
you like to party, you know, especially if it's a white person. Hey man,
I was so confused. And then she goes, do you like coke? And I was like,
do you like coke? Do you like coke? Take some. Shut up.
Cocaine.
Let me tell you why I could never do cocaine. I tried weed before. I'm not good at it.
I'm
it's
not
whatever.
At it.
I don't understand with weed when people will, you know, up and around it all, you know, everybody's around it and they smoke and they start coughing.
That means you hit it too hard.
And they be like, but they do this. Hell yeah, dog. No, hell no. Like, you just coughed up a lung. You just coughed.
That's good.
Coughing in the body means something is wrong with the lungs.
Like,
and you're passing the same thing that
caused
you to
cough.
That
means that shit is good.
That's
that good shit.
I don't understand. Drug use is fucked up because you see the effect and still want some.
I'm not going to lie.
Why is there more than one crackhead is what I want to know.
I agree.
Why is there more than one crackhead? Who saw the first crackhead and said, how do I act like that?
I want to be like
that. No, the one with his drawers off, digging in his ass with the shit around his mouth.
Stealing,
I want some.
From everyone.
I want to lose my family and my life and have no teeth and white lips. How do I get that? Whoever's a crackhead, fuck you for being weak.
I mean, they ain't tell you how good that weed was, so you hit it thinking you hit it. Nah.
Because they always say, "God, you ain't hit it right." I didn't cough. I think this is good weed.
I don't smoke weed.
Why does it happen?
I
Why
do take I have some, to- some gummies. I will take some edibles, but I will not. I can't really smoke weed.
I'm not
weed.
Fucking with edibles ever. I had a girl do that. Yeah, take this edible.
Here, have a gummy.
They trick you with the candy. I'm like, gummy, babe. No, my shit was a little lollipop. I remember I was in Denver. Lollipop. It's a gummy, and it was a dude like, looked like Shaun White. You know, the skateboard, the surfer. The snowboarder.
Yeah.
He was like, bruh. Got a lot of good stuff, man. A lot of good stuff, man. A lot of potent stuff. Be careful, bro. And I remember this dude had a little hat, and all I saw was his mouth. Listen, man, it's going to be a lot of stuff's potent, bro. A lot of stuff's potent. I was like, so I got gummy bears, right? I got all of it. Because I said, let me start doing it. Maybe I can get into that culture.
Right.
You know, I was like, I'm going to do some gummy bears. You know, I'm going to do the chocolate bar. Let me get that chocolate bar shit.
Yeah, that.
You know, when you pick your shit. Oh, shit. Let me get that. Let me get that lollipop. So it was a little lollipop, small. And he goes, dude, don't sleep on the size of the lollipop, bro. It's potent as fuck. Mm-hmm. Then he goes, lick it slow. I go, pause. Don't talk to me like that. That's how heterosexual I am. I'm like, nah, don't tell me to lick nothing slow. Right. Just say be careful.
You can't really eat a lollipop gangster anyway.
First of all, how do you lick a lollipop gangster?
Lick it slow.
Yo, dog. What's
how
good?
Do you suck a lollipop gangster?
What are we about to do? Suck a lollipop? Pause
you
on that, too.
You leave it in your mouth and not just sticking out the side.
Nah, you know what I do? I bite that shit. I'm a man.
How many
stick.
Dicks do it take to get
I
to the center?
The whole thing.
A one, a two,
how the fuck did it exactly like the owl and shit? Right. I didn't even lick it.
And we go straight to three.
It's like, how
I'm lighting this bitch.
How were we eating popsicles? I don't even understand what we were smoking. What the hell? <yo? laughs> Pause.
Popsicles.
Remember when you were tripping on the side? You like that?
I was jumping in the supermarket and I saw a bunch of popsicles and I was like, no.
I remember girls would do that in front of dudes. They'd be like on the bomb. They'd be like, and the dudes be like, yo, ma.
Skyrocket from when we were kids.
But when you were little, but I look at it as a grown man, I go, I will never.
Or a pudding pot, maybe.
Pudding pot. You see, here comes the pudding pot. Listen, you know what I would do?
Pause to the hands.
Yo, you know what I do? Fuck yeah, pause.
You did that pretty good.
It was
like
right
that
in the
mouth.
This was in the way. I had a barrier. And then it was not even directly towards my mouth. I know what I'm doing. You want to see tendencies? I ain't got no tendencies.
You waiting for that moment.
All of this, that's what I know. But so I'm like, if I get a popsicle, I'll break it off of my hand and go like sunflower seeds. Fuck that. Yeah. I'll take the brain freeze just to preserve manhood.
What about the glizzy? Are you eating hot dogs? What about the glizzy? You eating hot dogs?
I mean, what?
Hot dogs.
Yeah, hot dogs. How you eat hot dogs?
They call it hot dogs.
A glizzy now.
I don't eat hot dogs in public, man.
You see? No glizzy.
I'm going to, nah, I don't do that shit. I'm like this, bro.
A banana.
No, I eat my dogs like this, son.
But I love hot dogs.
Hot dogs. I love these little hot dogs.
Because once that you watch them, too,
do you eat it regular or do you try to be like, you know, come on.
No.
You know what I mean? That's all that shit. I don't, you know.
Wow.
When I got that lollipop, I ate it like the whole thing. The whole thing I did, because I was like, man, fuck that. Chomped I'm going to eat that whole thing. I ain't licking nothing slow.
And then
in my head, was, I was like, I ain't nothing slow. Fuck that dude. Ate that shit. Here's the problem.
Gone.
But I never, ever will eat an edible again. I was sitting there. I remember I was watching Kung Fu movies. And I was watching the El Rey Network. That's Robert Rodriguez. That's his network. I don't think they have it on the East Coast. But it was like all Kung Fu movies. I'm watching this shit. This was like 4 years ago. And here's the problem with edibles. You forget you ate it.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes.
So I didn't remember.
What the fuck is that?
I didn't remember. And I was like this. I was like, man, fuck that edible one. Shit, dude, I'm good.
Right.
So I'm watching the Kung Fu movies. All that, right? And I was like, duh, I need to get this remote. The remote's over there. Let me go get that shit.
Stuck.
I'm not even exaggerating. I was like this. Man, I gotta go get that remote. I can't. Get it. And I was like, oh, what the fuck is wrong?
Right.
Oh, shit. Oh, move? My heart's palpitating. I'm like this. Oh, my legs. I was like, I gotta get the remote. I'm like, oh. I was like, what the? And I was scared. I was like, what the fuck is going on? Then I was like in my head, like, oh, shit, I should have licked it slow. I should have listened to that motherfucker. It was the lollipop. The lollipop. The lollipop. 3 hours, I was fucked up like this.
No, and that's the thing. It lasts so long.
I'm not not even bullshit. I was like, oh, shit.
That's why I don't do edibles either.
That's how
I did it.
And you be praying for it to be over. You're like, I just want to feel normal again.
I'm sorry, God. Lord. And then it just ends. You're like, I will never. Like, you remember when the Hulk finished smashing everything? He's back.
Right.
Dr. Banner. Yes. It's a mess. Why is everything destroyed? I have my little beat up pants on.
So yeah. I guess you never try shrooms.
What is that like? What
are shrooms? Are like?
I haven't tried shrooms.
Shrooms are great.
Shrooms. Why?
Are
why?
I haven't tried it.
They don't make you see things. But
well, they do. They you know, make
I heard
you
they make things
they
get make really you, vivid.
Yeah. Everything funny.
No, they said it's like, a great. I don't know. Like the have, lights.
I haven't
the
tried it.
The
I like to. I just need
you know?
To be around the right people.
Like well, they make you feel nauseous.
No,
no, no.
You feel.
Well, no, it can. It can. So what it is. So this is why I think
psychedelics.
The reason why you could do it is because all it is poisonous mushrooms. So
oh, thanks.
But thanks I'm saying it's natural.
It's just poisonous mushrooms.
It grows that way, though.
Yeah,
it grows like that.
But it grows out of the ground, so that's really how you get it. It's not like they have to, like, make
and
it.
And I love mushrooms just in food and stuff
they don't,
like that.
Make it.
So here's what it is. You got to microdose it. Just do a little bit.
A
and
little?
Then, yeah, just do a little bit. Because
I got some. You want to try?
I don't really do anything. But, like, that I can do because it's really fun. Like, and then it wears off pretty quick, and you don't have any after effect. Like,
really, there's none.
There's no after effect. No. Like, once it's gone, it's, like, after a couple hours, you're fine.
It's not like acid, which stays in your spinal fluid forever.
It's done.
That's why I like mushrooms too. Like Ange said, it's natural from the earth.
Go away,
you know.
It's from a piece of the gods of
like
the earth. Real.
Yeah, exactly.
Right, so mushrooms, you done them?
Yeah.
Several times. Yeah. I'll
no,
do
but that's
you.
The one thing I like that, and I do. Right. I will do some gummies and like some little.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
I
you good for you guys.
But I do very little. Like I also am very aware of not doing too much, so I take a little bit. And
I like feeling funny.
Me
I don't
either.
Like. I don't. I just don't
like body.
You know when you're sick. You know when you're sick and you have a stomach flu. That's what I think doing drugs is like.
That's how I feel about alcohol.
I don't like that feeling. I like what I feel
that's
now.
That's how I
feel
about alcohol.
Maybe shrooms would be good for
everybody
you.
I just like
drinks,
this. Like this. How
like
I feel right now.
Alcohol makes me sick.
You know. Let me ask you this. Since you don't drink, you don't really smoke, you don't really do anything. What is your addiction?
Yeah. What's your vice?
What is my vice?
Models.
No. Actually, no. I like. Women that aren't models? Shit.
No, that was a joke.
They just happen. But yeah.
I had to bring it back.
I know.
You mentioned like four that you know.
I like, my vice, it might be, maybe it's women sort of.
It might be, because that's usually what it is. When people don't do those other things, like,
yeah, it's women.
It's something.
And, yeah, but I like to spend a lot of time on myself, though. I like to be left the fuck alone. You know, but I like women, but I like to be left alone,
you
too.
Like peace.
What's your sign?
July 21st, Cancer Leo. Right there on the edge. But I like being
right
left the fuck alone. I'm a kind of a scarce dude in general. That's why if somebody says, oh man, he just kept calling me. I said, you're lying. Because I don't call anybody.
Call
like
anyone.
I don't call people like that. I'm not a bothersome dude. That's my problem.
That's how I feel.
I don't call a lot, but I don't like being the dude that calls a lot. I've seen people who call a lot and women go, God, what? I don't do that because they go, you never call.
I'm not a reacher. This is so dumb, but I say I'm not a reacher outer.
You just wait for somebody to reach out to you.
Yeah.
Well, I think men should reach out to women just in general.
That's how I feel.
Personally.
I want to be pursued.
Back,
I don't want to be the pursuer.
You know what I am? If I feel like calling somebody, I just do. I don't think that hard about it. Like,
if you like somebody, you call them when you want to. There's nothing wrong with that. I believe a man should call a woman first in general.
I think so
that's
too.
What I think.
Well,
but you need to, like, be okay with him calling your ass. Make it, like,
he set the standard.
Call?
Right.
I mean, because you get people give you the numbers and they're being silly, not even answering back. And I go, why? And I'll say, why would you give me the number? I don't need your number. There's this thing where people think they need, I don't need your shit. I'm doing it because I'm like, well, you looking all right. What's up? Call back. I don't care what. Just call back. Be courtesy.
Have you ever, since you like being left alone, can you stay in bed and like have sex all day and do that? Or are you like one and
then? It depends on who it is. Yeah.
Okay.
It can happen. Remember, it depends on who it is. Mm-hmm. Some people just have it where you're like, there's something about this person. Doing it all
day. Gotta do it
but
all
then,
day.
You know what? Yeah. But then I'm single. You're single, right?
No.
You know, I'm single. Are you single?
Yes.
I don't like saying that I'm single because I don't like humans. So I just want to be by myself all the time.
Stephanie, are you single? Yes or no?
I'm with God. So
okay.
No, I'm
so
not
we're
never
all
alone.
With God. I'm single. I'm single, so I don't, you know.
But I'm single. I live alone. I pay my own bills.
But
I'm
what's
not
good
married.
Is I just like my peace of mind is amazing. God damn, it's nice to just wake up with nothing on your mind.
That's what, hey, what do I gotta do too.
To, I'm not saying that I may change one day, but I like my peace of mind.
And it's a little scary.
I like traveling when the fuck I want. I like not answering to anybody. I kind of like
that's
that.
That's a great life.
I like when my phone is buzzing like a motherfucker and no one's like, why is it birthday?
I feel like it's really peaceful when you're not worried about somebody.
Right. It's nice. And I have close girlfriends, that are like girlfriends to me because they take care of me and all this other stuff, but they mind their business. Mm-hmm. And I don't mind their business. Even one of my ex-girlfriends, she's a good friend of mine, which is great.
Yeah.
Like, we're better friends than we were.
Right.
You know, she's like family to me, like, for real. That's my, in case of emergency, mm-hmm. the person's number you put, that's a real friend.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I go, oh, that's, I'm her, because I know
I'm
all
right. Do you think if you got in a relationship, you guys could still maintain that close friendship?
If you
got in a relationship with somebody else.
Yeah, I would tell them. I'd be like, nah, this is my homie right here. It's platonic. I'm not going to bullshit. First of all, I never understand people who get in a relationship and then just not talk to their friends anymore. That's corny shit. Because it's bound to fuck up and you're going to be back. Mm-hmm. So stop.
Right.
You know what I mean? So stop. Because for somebody to make you do that, there's something wrong with them.
Yeah.
Clearly. They should be able to like, keep your friends.
Right.
Have friends. Mm-hmm. Have another part of your life. Come to the relationship full circle, not half a circle.
But it could be intimidating if you're like, that's your ex, right?
And no,
that you're
still but it depends on how you act.
Especially if you just start dating somebody.
Nah, man. Listen, this is what it is.
We grown.
If you're grown, if you have a new person and you're sitting up there going, you see your ex going, yo, what's up, girl? Man, it's my homie right here. No. But if you're like, no. And you guys be friends with your ex and she understands that. Have a conversation, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It has to be open communication going, your ex doesn't give a, this is my friend, we're friends, and you show it through your actions. It's all simple shit.
Yeah.
But if you sit up there sneaking calls with your ex and that shit, there's some bullshit.
You gotta set the standard.
Yeah, but if you're saying, no, that's family. I don't even, we don't even, I don't.
And your ex, that's your bestie, I have to understand
that. That's my bestie, I'm not getting rid of her.
But she has to have a level of respect because sometimes that'd be the problem. Like,
they'll be calling at 1 in the morning.
She's so used to being now your friend and not just your ex that now you got a new girl in the picture.
And she'll help you out if you need something. It has to be that exchange. It has to be.
Right.
Yeah. Or it's going to be trouble, plain and simple. Yeah. You know, nobody wants trouble.
I know we have to get out of the studio.
Oh, yeah. This was fun as hell.
Yeah, we've had a good time talking
to you. This wasn't that bad. You said you're ready to talk.
How was Wildin' Out, though, the new season?
Wildin' Out was dope. Season 18, you know, did like 13, 40 episodes. Then I wrote and consulted on it. Shout out to Nick Cannon. Nice. Always got me. We wrote on his daytime talk show. He's always got me doing stuff. Like, yo, Godfrey, I got something else. Come over here. I'm like, yeah, but season 18, he's been renewed for 19 and 20 in Atlanta again. I don't know. Yeah, but it's great. It was great. Mm-hmm. He works. Man, that dude works. Whew.
You work hard too.
I do too. Yeah. But he has way more shit than me, but still. You know, he has a lot of shit. But no, shout out to him and just watching his work ethic. The way he gets down is amazing. And all his kids, you got to keep working. All the kids, you got to. But he's trying to leave a legacy, though. I get what he's doing. He's like, I'm leaving a legacy. Right. Everybody knows my deal. And I want to hear that shit. And if he can pay for him, and he's with his children, he takes care of his kids. I'm not mad at that.
That matters.
Don't matter about the number. Are you there for him?
Exactly. About the number.
Shout out to you and in Godfrey We Trust. Make sure you guys.
My podcast in Godfrey We Trust, which you'll be on today.
Yes, I would definitely be on there. Thanks for being real. When we first met and everything, and then you came and did the Breakfast Club, and then I didn't know some people be intimidated to do lip service, but you really came through.
Oh, I said, what you going to tell me? He's like, are you ready for we're going to talk about eating that? No, that.
Listen, this is just us greasing you up. Next
time. Right, there's a part two.
Oh, so it's like anal. You got to kind of grease it up, get it ready. Put the finger.
Next time
we're going
to slide in there nice and easy.
Next time it's
going
to be fisting you this time. We're gonna ram you with the fist. I'm ready next
time. Speaking
of
slide, we got a little slide little situation over here that hadn't got mentioned in today's episode. You know,
I want to come back for part two.
Okay,
so this was like the lightweight shit. That's cool.
Is
right.
Yeah, this come is back. Like the butt plug getting it ready.
You know what? Okay.
Wow.
You know what I don't like though? I'm not gonna lie. When I see women masturbating in porn, they get the butt plug and go, could you get that out the way?
What the fuck is you don't that? Like the little diamond?
I hate when they flex their booty holes. I'm like, what are you gonna do? What is that? Flexing your butthole? Hell.
I've never seen that.
You ever seen webcams?
And they wink
flex their booty hole?
They just like let it.
Anthony, why are you nodding your head yes?
I'm like, ill. It's so dumb. They go like this. They open their buttholes and start flexing their sphincter. I'm like, what is that?
Yeah, I've never seen that.
Doo-doo falls out.
What if that girl's buttholes are wide because they take it too much?
What? Yeah. What?
Their booty hole is wide because they get it in there.
Oh, that's disgusting. Yeah, I think that's nasty. They'll have a whole cavity.
Yeah. Have you ever been hitting a girl from the back and seen that open up wide? Like,
like a mouth just.
They probably
like
never
Little Shop of Horrors mouth. You get that ass real well. Little Shop of Horrors. No, I would fucking run. I'm not even a big, I'm not an anal guy. I don't like that shit.
They probably don't get no constipation. Like,
right, they just sit there like, no feeling. Shit's just coming out like this.
The shit, I don't know if they're grabbing this up.
Oh, yeah, they are. Okay,
let's wrap it up with fingers. Let's wrap it up. Rim shots.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Godfrey. We appreciate you.
Follow me on Instagram, Comedian Godfrey. Do that.
Yes. Models only.
No. Regular fine women, too. They work regular jobs and don't have dreams. Let me get that.